Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a special guest, Peg Donahue, and we'll be talking about creating prosperity in uncertain times. We're in the midst of changing times, and much of what's familiar to us is breaking down or has already dissolved. And it's taking a long time for those who are unemployed to return to work, for the housing industry to bounce back, and for the basics such as healthy food and health care to be available to all. So during times like this, prosperity may seem like a pipe dream, yet prosperity is closer than you think. Today, Peg Donahue and I will talk about how you can tap into this. Now, before we get to that, though, I want to let my regular listeners know that you can still get the cycles for the week ahead that I normally give you in What's Up in the Heavens. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link at the top right of the homepage to register for What's Up in the Heavens. You'll receive this week's information and future weeks as well. Now, before I introduce my special guest, I want to remind you that I'll be co-teaching 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business with Peg Donahue beginning October 18th. Now, if you want to understand the real bottom line of any organization, then you need to know how energy is related to its success and prosperity. This is the down-to-earth course that teaches the practical steps to increase your prosperity at work, in a business, or at home. Essentially, it all comes down to energy at some point, because beneath that bottom line of money is the real bottom line of energy. This program is taught by phone for 75 minutes each week over 8 consecutive Mondays, and it comes with online study guides and recordings. Plus, it's guaranteed to work or your money back. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for 8 Keys Prosperity Training. Now, lastly, I want to alert you that my Honduras retreat has been postponed until next spring, March 19th through the 26th. And I'll be giving a multi-day workshop in the Honduras on how to prosper with the universe. I'll also be leading a spring equinox ceremony there. This will be held at a special retreat center on Roatan, one of the Bay Islands. Plus, if you register before the end of November, you'll get a 30% discount on your room. So check this out now and get the discount. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for Madeline in Honduras. Now it's my great pleasure to introduce to you my co-facilitator for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. We've been co-teaching this program together for several years, and it's always a great pleasure because she's so talented and full of zest for life. Margaret M. Donahue is a feng shui practitioner, teacher, consultant, author, and radio host. She's the founder of Feng Shui Connections, a co-founder of the Center for Feng Shui and Intuitive Arts, and a co-founder for Living Energy, LLC. And as a perpetual student, her background includes an MBA from Boston University, a BA from Georgetown University, and certifications in Feng Shui, Bow Biology, Emotional Freedom and Healing Releases, and Coaching. She can be heard weekly on Blog Talk Radio, the Caregiver Corner radio show each Monday morning, and Feng Shui Simplified the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. She's also the co-author of Dorm Room Feng Shui. Having spent 21 years in corporate America before becoming self-employed more than 10 years ago, she understands our old ways of working and embraces the shift to a sustainable economy. And she loves empowering people to bring success and joy to the workplace by doing work you truly love. Welcome, Peg. I'm so glad you could join me.
Well, thank you, Madeline. It's a pleasure being here.
My first question to you, after all these years, is how did you get involved in helping people to create more prosperity?
Well, first of all, I love prosperity. I really do. It's so much easier to live a prosperous life than to live one of a pauper.
It really is.
And what I have found is a big piece of it is really about attitude. But it is more than that, because I have been fortunate through the years to have had a lot of synchronicity along the way, from going off to a great college. And I did put myself through Georgetown University. It wasn't easy at the time. But as I look back at it years later, I can understand at certain points along the way where universal forces really took over and enabled me and allowed me to stay. When I was working full-time, my company sent me on to grad school. They paid for it. My way through an executive MBA program, and including a trip to Japan. So I've really been the recipient of lots of things along the way. And I started studying prosperity in earnest over 10 years ago when I began looking into the law of attraction and what that was all about. And I realized that the way I had been living my life was all about that. It includes really just having a great attitude, a positive attitude, just letting things unfold as they really come along, learning to let go and not worry. And when we're working with the law of attraction, we always say you have to be clear about what you want, so focus. Then you have to get out of your own way. Well, first of all, you have to believe it can come. You have to ask, you have to believe, and then you have to get out of your own way. I think what most of us do is we sabotage ourselves. You know, I say it all the time. I hear it all the time through self-talk. Oh, that'll never happen.
Right.
And, you know, all the woe is me talk. And,
right.
And I realize there are a lot of people unemployed, but we have to understand that the world is changing. The types of jobs are changing. So
yes.
Part of it is about being willing to in some cases, be retrained.
Yeah,
and
right.
To pick up new skills, and those skills are going to be better skills and better suited for what I would call our sustainable economy.
Yes, right. And I just want to go back to one comment, is that I have done your birth chart before, and
yes,
of course, your birth chart actually shows up with you having this very, very positive and expansive outlook, which of course serves you very, very well for attracting prosperity.
Mm.
And yes, of course, people are being retrained now for a different economy, which hopefully we're ready for. We're ready to move into. So
we're getting ready for it. It's unfolding every day. It really is, and I see it really picking up some steam, and that's very encouraging. It really is.
So how would you define prosperity?
Well, first of all, I would say that prosperity is much more than money. It really begins, I would say, with perspective. It's knowing that you have access to our universe of infinite abundance just by tapping into it. So prosperity is really being clear about what you want, recognizing blockages, letting go of them, and opening up your energy field. Prosperity includes everything. It includes your relationships. It includes your quality of life. It includes your health. It does include your job. It includes your family, your friends, really everything around us. It includes an abundance of good food that's available, readily available, and in here. It's just life unfolding every day.
And also I would mention with that prosperity can come to us in more ways than just money. It can come to us
absolutely
in so many ways. People can give us discounts on things. People can give us gifts. We can get gifts from the universe. There's just a number of different ways that we can get prosperity into our life, and it doesn't have to always be a big amount. And one of my favorite things is to actually find money on the street. Even if it's just a penny, I count it as a piece of good luck from the universe.
Absolutely. That's a fun one. And another way it comes to me, and I notice this all the time, is time. Time opening up. And I've noticed a new phenomenon in that things are taking less time.
Yeah.
I'm able to get more done in less time.
So
that is abundance.
Yes, that is abundance, and that's a very important piece of abundance and prosperity. So we're going through so many changes right now, which brings up a lot of fear in people. So how does this fear impact prosperity?
Oh, it impacts it in a huge way. First of all, it pushes it away. When
yep.
we are in fear, we are shutting down. Our energy field is shutting down, and it's pushing really all the prosperity, all the goodness, all the blessings away.
Absolutely. There's no trust. There's not even any belief that it can come in.
Well, usually it's a counter-belief. It's a belief that it won't happen.
Yes, right.
And so, everything is energy. It's all built around energy. It's just
So
whatever beliefs we're holding are going to happen. That's what's going to play out in front of us every day.
Exactly.
So it is our beliefs that are happening. If we believe we're not going to be prosperous, it's exactly what we're going to show up
exactly.
in our life.
So hold that thought. Now, what can the average person realistically do to open themselves to more prosperous situations and allow more prosperity into their lives? Stay tuned. When we come back from this short break, Peg Donahue and I will discuss the answer to this. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested Metafast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm talking with my special guest, Margaret Donahue, and we're discussing how to create prosperity in uncertain times. Now, Peg Right before we left off, I was just asking you the question, what can the average person realistically do to open themselves up to more prosperous situations and allow more prosperity into their lives?
Well, I would say the first thing I would recommend is to withdraw your attention from anything that doesn't feel good. Withdraw your attention from fear, insecurity, worry, any low emotion. And replace it with something that feels better. So place your attention on something or anything that makes you feel better instantly. In other words, reach for a better thought or a feeling. And I know this sounds so simplistic, but that's really what it takes. It is simple. It's a matter of where your energy is placed, where your focus is. That's the very first step.
And I would say to that stop telling it like it is.
Absolutely. Tell it the way you want it to be.
Tell it the way you want it to be. Tell the story that you want to have in your life. Because as long as you continue to say the same thing over and over about how it is, that's what you're going to continue to attract. So tell
a
new story.
And I think it's important to realize we're always in the present. We are never in the past. And we are never in the future.
Right.
But in one sense, we want to bring that future into our present experience. So we have to experience it now. So telling your story from a perspective of the way you want it to be is you're laying the carpet right down. And it's going to start happening. You're going to start having experiences. So, for instance, if you're out of work, even if you've been out of work for a long time, put some energy into that ideal job that you would love to have. Just really start to envision it, start to feel it, begin to believe it's possible. If you're looking for a relationship, put some energy into the attributes of that perfect relationship. And what you can use for all this is take those, low feelings, the fears, the insecurities, what hasn't worked out in the past. Use all those to your advantage. And the way you use them to your advantage is you surface what hasn't worked, and then you decide the way you want it to be. And you flip to that focus or that energy field or that attribute, if you will. So if you were in a low-paying job, well, what would the ideal, salary or what would the ideal hourly wage be? Didn't like the type of work you were doing? Well, what do you want to do? See, most people are putting their energy into complaining about the way things are versus putting their focus on the way they want it to be.
Right. And every time we complain, we send away our prosperity.
We do. We shut it right down.
Yeah.
Because we're always going to have experiences based on how our energy is.
Exactly.
We have that every day anyway.
I got a note today from the universe, the Tut notes from the universe.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Aren't they wonderful? It says, simply put, Madeline, the reason there are things you want that have not yet appeared in your life is because you're just not used to thinking of yourself with them. Sorry, kind of wish it was more complicated. Just keep practicing. Happy Monday, the universe.
And I have to tell you a quick story. Just the other night, our dishwasher stopped working. And I was
gosh,
now we have to go buy a new dishwasher. Okay, we will. So anyways, no sooner had I finished washing all the dishes in the dishwasher. It was about 11 o'clock, I think it was Thursday night. And I said, I'm just going to try it again. You know, it was empty and I wanted to clean it out. So I pressed the light wash. And bingo, it started. And then I had already put on my, I have write a daily plan, a daily focus for myself, and part of it includes appreciation. So on my gratitude and appreciation list, I put, I'm so happy that the dishwasher continues to work. And I forgot I did that. And when I came in on Friday morning and I'm looking over my list, I said, oh my gosh, I put that on my list. And here it is, it's still working.
That's great.
Maybe it was just one of those little fluky things. But
Yes.
So another aspect of prosperity is really giving thanks, being grateful, giving thanks in advance, because that's how you pull it in. That's how you attract things to yourself, circumstances and situations.
And along those lines, you can go to my website at askmadeline.com and click on the articles link up at the top. And when you get to that page, click on the link for how to create anything. And in there is a short article on how to give gratitude to the universe in advance and pull in whatever it is that you want. And it really works. It really works well. And we actually teach this part of our process in Eight Keys. But now, I know that you are a feng shui person, so how about telling our listeners some of the things that they can do with their space to bring in more prosperity?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, feng shui is about the energy of your space. And one of the premises is that your space, say your home or your office, it mirrors your inner environment. It's a reflection of you. And we have a symbolic map that we call the Bagua. So if you just take your space and you, say, put a tic-tac-toe board over it, the back left is your prosperity area, say that back left corner of your office.
And the back left corner is basically when you're standing at the doorway.
Yeah, that's right.
Facing into the office.
Facing into the office. So you might be at your front door facing into your home. It would be the back left corner of your home. It's the back left corner of your lot of land or your yard. It's the back left corner as you're standing at the door to every room in your house. So that back left corner. So that is a key space that you can energize for prosperity. And I have four quick guidelines. One is to live with what you love. So only have things that you really love there. You want to make sure everything's working great. So in that space, you want to make sure that the electric's working. If you would have any plumbing in there, that should be working. Windows and doors should open easily. You want to put your heart and soul into your space, so it should be you. It should reflect your creativity and who you are. And the fourth one's the biggie. You want to make sure it's well organized, and that includes no clutter, zero clutter. Clutter is anything that we don't use or we don't love. It's those paper piles that accumulate in offices. And so it's something that we have to keep vigilant about is really keeping our space clean, clear, refreshed. And once you do all that, then you can enhance it. Put something in there that really reminds you of prosperity, something that makes you feel abundant or rich. It might be just a beautiful green plant, a vase of flowers. And of course, it depends on, you know, what room it is and what space it is. You can also do it on your desktop, the back left corner of your desk. I happen to have a treasure box on mine. I have a green plant and a treasure box.
Yeah, and for your desk, it's where you're sitting.
Yeah, you sit at
facing your desk in the back left corner from where you're sitting.
That's
at
correct.
Your desk. Right, yeah.
That's correct. And I have a box, a treasure box on mine. It's a real treasure box because it was a gift that came to me years ago. Of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
What a great gift.
Yeah, wasn't that a cool gift? And so that has been sitting in the back left corner of my desk. And I do keep a green plant there as well because, I have a computer on my desk, and the green plants really help to offset, a lot of the pollution. Technical equipment gives off. But anything that makes you feel abundant, that reminds you of riches, that reminds you of prosperity, of ease and flow.
And I have gold coins on my desk,
left. Oh, yes, that,
yeah,
that's
gold
fabulous.
And silver coins, and a nice copper bowl. And
right. Right. And I have a new mantra that has come to me through Access Consciousness recently. It came to my attention. It's quite easy. It says, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory.
How nice.
And think of glory as infinite abundance. So all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. Then you ask, how does it get any better than this?
Really?
And what else is possible?
Isn't that cool? What else is possible might be that people might want to take our eight keys to the ultimately prosperous business so they can get to that point.
Absolutely. And that's one of my favorite programs to teach. We've been teaching this for many years now. We have eight classes. Each class is a different theme. We talk about creating prosperity through collaboration at work. We do a whole class on releasing blockages. In this class, I lead us through an emotional freedom and healing release and give all participants a short release that you can do on your own.
Right.
In the third class, we're talking about quantum physics and the effect of subtle energy. So people walk away with an understanding of what the subtle energy is all about and what our role in it is. Class four is about the alchemy of creating desired results. And it really is an alchemical process, that really changing over our own chemistry. And there's more and more evidence in neuroscience of how our heart and our brain are connected. And it's really our heart that is driving our brain. Really cool stuff.
Yes, it is. Yes, that's right.
We do a whole class on trust, trusting the process of partnership and really working together. I do a class on optimizing your office for ease and flow, a feng shui of the office. You do a class on business timing, good timing. And then our last class, the focus of our last class is on wealth building.
Yes, and to learn more, to register for A-Keys Prosperity Training, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for A-Keys Prosperity Training. And you can listen to the class from last year, the first class, and you can get the full description of the class, and you can also register online. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And to reach Peg, you can call her in New Hampshire at 603-537-9954. That number again, 603-537-9954. Or her website is fengshuiconnections.com. And thank you for being with me today, Peg. And
thank you, Madeline.
Oh, you're welcome. And next Friday on October 15th, after I tell you what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to register for our 8 Keys Prosperity Training and get your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.